The Tanis Gaon Parabav Mishnah Aleph Shlois Ather Sofer Shlois Ather Shulchanah Shlois Ather Yishtachavira Tayyib B'Migdash. There were 13 Sofer. People were boxes that were in the Beit HaMikdash. They were narrow on top and wide on the bottom, so nobody can stick their hand in and take money from these boxes. And there were 13 tables in the Beit HaMikdash, and 13 times they bowed down in the Beit HaMikdash. All of these will be explained later on in this term. So Beit Rabbi Gamliel, Vishal Beit Rabbi Hanani, Iskanakoni, Hamishtach Ben Arba Esra, the family of Rabbi Gamliel and the family of Rabbi Hanani, Iskanakoni, will bow down 14 times in the Beit HaMikdash. The Hechen Haisa Yisera, this 14th time they bowed down, where did they bow down to? Kenege Dira Eitzim. They would bow down towards the Dira Eitzim, the Lishka in the Beit HaMikdash, that they stored the wood that was used on the Mizbeach in this Lishka. So came Mitzar B'yodam Avifayim. So some own Nigna. The reason why they bowed down towards the Dira Eitzim is because they had a tradition from their fathers that the Aron that held the Luchos was hidden underneath the Dira Eitzim. And Yoshio HaMelech, who was one of the last Malach Mamache based David, hid away the ark, together with the Mata Aaron, Tinsenes Haman, Utslochish Hashem and HaMishka. He hid it away, together with the staff that was held by Aaron, and the cylinder that held some of the man from the Midbar, and the Tzlocha that held the Shem and HaMishka, that Moshe Rabbeinu made. He hid them all away because he knew from the words of the Nevi'im that the Midbar was soon to be destroyed, and he didn't want our enemies to get a hold of the Aron and the Luchos, so he hid it away underneath the ground. And Rav Hananis got a corner, and Rav Gamliel had a tradition that was hidden underneath the Dira Eitzim. There was a Maisa with a coin that was involved in his work. And this coin was a Balimum, and the work that Balimum did was that they would go into the Dira Eitzim and go through the wood that was to be put on the Mizbeach and find any piece of wood that had become wormy and throw those pieces of wood out. And he was busy trying to find the wormy pieces of wood. And he glanced at the floor and he noticed that one stone in the floor was different than the other stones. It was set differently. And it seemed like this stone had been taken away and then replaced. He came to tell his friends exactly what he saw on the floor of the Dira Eitzim, that one stone looked like it had been taken away and then put back. He didn't have a chance to complete what he wanted to say until he died. Because of what happened, they realized with certainty that underneath that stone, that's where the Aron was hidden, and that's why he died before he had a chance to tell his friends. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that the Kohanim should know exactly underneath which stone of the Dira Eitzim the Aron was hidden. So therefore, before he had a chance to tell his friends which stone looked different than the other ones, he passed away.